This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. We've got a very hot, steamy forecast through the 4th of July and beyond. In fact, some dangerous heat indices. Today, the heat index anywhere from 102 to 105. The actual high temperature up to about 96 with a good bit of sunshine and only some isolated cooling storms. But most towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Low tonight down to about 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, the actual high temperatures will be from about, let's say, 95 to 97. But the heat index will be near the 105 danger range. There'll be spotty relief from some widely scattered storms, but unfortunately, only a few towns will be affected. And then on Friday, still in the middle 90s, a few hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Auburn police charged 16-year-old Johnson Taylor with two counts of manslaughter in connection to the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor is charged as an adult in this case. Authorities say he had marijuana in his system and was speeding at the time of the crash. Qualifying for the race for Montgomery mayor begins today, and candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race. Right now, there are 11 people planning to run to be Montgomery's next mayor. And Washington Avenue in downtown Montgomery is growing, transitioning from a one-way to a two-way street. This change affects two blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. The intersection of Washington and South Court will now be an all-way stop. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard Menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Summer's here, so is grilling season. Start them both at the Home Depot, where the Dynaglow 5-burner gas grill with sear burner and smoker box is a special buy at just $229. It sports a fresh new look, a great matte black finish, which for a grill is pretty cool. And its big cooking area covers plenty of steaks, burgers, and weekends. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings now on the Dynaglow gas grill, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
like a serious
just crossed my mind.
How did this song become one of their most well-known songs? It's just an okay song. They have so many better songs.
So dead,
is it just the catchy opening?
What? There's a Clapton song that has a title that's a little more obvious. That's
cocaine?
About the same thing.
That's what it is.
That's what it is?
I think so.
People thought edgy, cool. It's a song about cocaine.
Well, and like they're known as like, you know.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't hate that explanation.
And based on a much older song, and it's a train song, so a lot of train songs are popular.
How about that?
So
I've always wondered that because, I mean, it's an okay song, but it's clearly one of their best songs. There was a character in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles named Casey Jones, if you'll remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? Which one?
Casey Jones.
Well,
I
walked right into that one, Carolyn.
Carolyn's here, by the way. Carolyn is a fantastic, and she screens our calls on Tuesdays and Fridays. She was not here last week, and she will not be here this Friday because we will not be here. I was scared to death after she wasn't here last week. She'd say, it's the 4th of July. I'm taking that week off, too. But no, not at all.
Well, she's not like a lot of our listening audience. She's not the idle rich, so she can't take off the whole week, Baron. She just, you know, like us, she can take off the holiday and the day after. But, you know, I've got these friends that are lake house and beach house people that have been there, you know, since last Friday.
Yeah, those 10-day people?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a 3-day week, so might as well make 10 days out of it.
Well, we might go to the lake and the beach. We might drive back midweek.
And then we'll do Highlands in the middle of the next weekend.
We're not looking if you got it.
I want to have those options.
Exactly.
Trust me. Casey Jones is a fictional character from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics. Like the Turtles, he is a vigilante, was created as a parody of vigilante characters.
A vigilante?
He usually has long, dark hair, wears an ice hockey mask, cut-off biking gloves.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about now.
Carries weapons in a golf bag now, over his shoulder.
Do you, under normal circumstances, would you think of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as vigilantes? That's not the first thing that comes up. That's an interesting description.
No, I think of them as like animal superheroes.
Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
Right. I'm just saying.
Michelangelo likes pizza. I mean, I was a huge. Let me tell you.
Michelangelo is a party dude.
Yeah. Well, according to the name of the song.
Write the song.
He says cowabunga and stuff like that. I loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from whatever they came out, third grade or so, fourth grade, until maybe fifth or sixth grade. There was like a 3-year run where I couldn't get enough of them. I used to play the video game at the roller rink.
I think they kind of messed up when they made the live action movie. And they definitely
that was
part
the
two
of the
when
end.
They tried to tie it in with Vanilla Ice. It was like, you know.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the end. Though I did see the live action movie.
Me too.
And it was entertaining for that age. And Casey Jones was in it.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it except that I
remember it was dark.
Yeah, and they were definitely like rubberized turtles. They weren't like, they didn't look real at all.
Well, they were appealing to fourth graders.
I know. Well, right.
Exactly. And it worked.
Yeah, it did.
It worked. Rocksteady and Bebop.
That's right.
There were some really good characters in the original. Apparently they're still putting out new material.
What was the brain guy in the suit? Krang?
Crane?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember. Brain guy in the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Splinter? He was the rat.
Oh yeah,
the master,
the
you know.
Master, well,
yeah. Anyway, now that we've covered Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we can get to real news. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I have a host of news from yesterday that we did not cover because we got sidetracked.
Well, you know, there is a flag related story today.
Nike, did you see Arizona is pulling? Tell me, Alabama would have the balls to do this.
Legally, you're the lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Can they demand all the incentive money that they've given them back?
It depends on the contract.
I know they can cut them off now, but can they like just ask them for like if they started it 20 years ago, then they just be like, all right, you owe us all this in arrears?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Depends Baron,
they'd have to.
Can they try?
No. I mean, the clawbacks would have to be explicit in the.
I'm just saying.
And it sends a message to other people, frankly. Arizona's been kicking butt on their economy, but it sends a message to other people. If you want to do business in Arizona, you better be careful.
And you know my thing.
You better be patriotic.
You know my thing. I don't get worked up about a whole lot, right?
Yeah. But jingoism.
Phil Knight should have somebody killed over this.
Why are they listening to Colin Kaepernick?
I saw a guy that I follow on Twitter. He said he's like a conservative pundit, but also a Georgia football guy.
Mm-hmm.
So like we kind of mesh. Right. And he said, how is Colin Kaepernick relevant? He lost his starting job to Blaine Gabbert.
That's a good point.
Which is pretty,
excellent point. But
did you see the shoes?
Yeah, they looked okay.
They're tight.
Yeah, they looked okay.
I like them.
They just too much 80s throwback stuff right now.
I hear you.
Dave doesn't agree. Can't get enough 80s throwback
stuff.
Well,
no, I'm just saying I'd rock that out of those shoes.
Yeah, I know you would. I wouldn't wear them. I don't really wear tennis shoes, though. I have a pair of basketball shoes I wear to play basketball. I have a pair of running shoes I wear to run in, and I wear boots.
I have on actual tennis shoes right now.
Let me see.
Adidas Stan Smiths.
Those are actual tennis. Those are like shoes you would play tennis in.
Correct. Stan Smith was a tennis player.
Yeah. Those are actual tennis shoes. I have a pair of basketball shoes. I have a pair of running shoes. And I have several pairs of boots.
Several.
Well, I mean, not hundreds.
But not hundreds either.
Not like one or two.
Right.
I like boots.
Yeah. Well, you got a pretty good collection. I notice them most days.
Well,
they're pretty fly.
I like my boots. I tend to wear the same ones over and over and over and over.
Do you go I go in cycles. Like I'll wear I've been wearing these for three straight weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'll just pull out another pair of shoes and wear those for three straight weeks.
Here's my thing on boots. I'll buy boots in late winter, early spring, and then I'll wear them for basically a year, and I'll put them up and buy another pair. And so I've got the old boots. I just don't wear them.
Right.
They're there. I can pull on rainy days. I'll pull them out because I don't want to wear the new boots, the current boots on rainy days.
No, can't do that.
Arizona showing acorns and walnuts.
Huevos.
Holy mackerel! Just a week after Nike appeared to bow to Chinese authorities' demands, halting a range of sports shoes in China after its Japanese designer showed support for Hong Kong protests. The sportswear company has been banned from Arizona after nixing the launch of its Betsy Ross flag sneakers because of the complaints of Colin Kaepernick. Wall Street Journal reports the sneaker giant created the Air Max 1 USA in celebration of the 4th of July holiday, slated to go on sale this week. They had already shipped the shoe to all the retailers, told them to put it out on Tuesday. That would be today.
So not only are they losing the,
well, they
losing the potential profit that they would have made on the shoes because they're really fly and it's the week of the 4th of July.
If you're going to buy that shoe, you're going to buy it this week.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would have probably put it out maybe late last week, but that's me.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, they're not putting, they're asking for them to send it back.
I don't know that today's a big shopping day.
The heel of the shoe featured a U.S. flag with 13 white stars in a circle. A design created during the American Revolution, commonly referred to as the Betsy Ross flag. Nike has chosen not to release it because Mr. Kaepernick complained. He's a Nike endorser. What does he endorse them for? He didn't even play. Can I be a Nike endorser? I don't play anything.
To the Nikes, if you're listening.
I am willing to be your ultra-right-wing radio host announcer, endorser. These are the types of shoes you can do radio shows
with. That's right.
They're soft. They get you up the stairs and down the stairs with relative comfort and ease. You're not going to go KD and tear an Achilles. You know? Actually, though, Zion Williamson, his shoe exploded, so maybe I need to be careful. Maybe I need to seek an Adidas deal. Maybe I can have my bidding back and forth. One of them pay me $3 a year, one of them pay $5. I got to buy the shoes?
We'll do it for the merch.
Well, I got to buy, I'm assuming I'll have to buy the shoes in this deal.
Why? You don't think that, you'd sell a lot on, you got skills.
We could sell a pair.
We could post you, crossing some people over and stuff out in the parking lot.
Oh, man. You ought to see me on the court.
Get some whack of vertical cell phone footage and post it.
With all the bumps.
Parking lot and jeans.
In boots. Oh, no, in my Nikes.
In your Nikes.
Mr. Kaepernick reached out to company officials after saying that he and others felt the Betsy Ross flag is an offensive symbol. This is fresh off the heels of yesterday's conversation, by the way.
Yeah.
Because of its connection to an era of slavery.
So, was he saying that, if they'd have, you know, what if they'd have used the...
The 50 state flag?
What if they used the 1866 flag?
Well, the 1876 flag.
There you go.
You remember that?
100-year, yeah.
You remember they had the 76 and stars?
See, there you go.
That would be a fly shoe.
It would. If you're the Philadelphia 76ers, why wouldn't you wear this?
You know what? I love the 76ers. And I don't know why. I've always had, going back to the Charles Barkley days, Allen Iverson. I've always loved the 76ers. I've always wanted them to succeed. And they got the best looking court in the game.
They do.
They have a great clean court, but it's got a little color to it. Great looking court. Pacers used to have a good court, but they kind of ruined it lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, happens. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Carolyn's here. She wants to answer your phone calls. I think everybody called yesterday. What do we have, 40 calls?
Yes. Including three people that called twice.
40 calls yesterday, Carolyn.
We could have used you.
Yeah, definitely could have used you. I went back and listened to some of that, and there were awkward pauses while I was screening calls. They're like, hey, Baron, how you doing? And then I go, oh, I'm fine. How are you? We'll be back. You don't want to talk about it, seems to me. You just turn your pretty head and walk away.
Places I'm known. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day Celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam & Company, kids activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to FunandMontgomery.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Guys, give Jenkins Tire and Auto a call if you need your car fixed. Anything you need, whether it's just tires, routine maintenance, brakes, just, you know, 10,000-mile service, 50,000-mile service, or whether you need a complete overhaul or you just got a sound, you don't know what it means. 262-1996 if you want to call and schedule an appointment. 262-1996 or just drop that rig off at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Big cars, small cars, 18-wheelers, tractor trailers, it doesn't matter. If it is on four wheels, take it by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're on the corner of Jefferson and Perry, just one block off of Madison. Jefferson and Perry, again, 262-1996 if you want to call ahead. Sometimes that's easier, but not necessary. Not necessary. Get by there. They're downtown, so they'll get you to work, especially if you work in the downtown area. That's super, super easy. If you work in the surrounding area, they'll get you to work there as well. But Jenkins Tire and Auto, just make it a part of your routine vehicle maintenance. Just take your car by there every two or three months. Get you an oil change, tires rotated and balanced. They got a great deal on everything. Nothing's marked up. No gimmicks over there. They just good, honest service from people who've been together a long time, people who've worked together a long time, trust each other, ASE-certified mechanics, diesel mechanics, and more. Over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, again, in the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Carolyn is here answering phones, as she does on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. Tragic news on the planes.
What a terrible story.
Yeah, everybody knew that Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula were killed in an automobile crash, I guess late May, maybe?
Sounds about right.
5-6 weeks ago, somewhere in there. Yesterday, the police issued a statement that Johnston Edward Taylor of Auburn was arrested Monday in connection with the May 25 incident. Police say test results showed that he was driving well over the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit and had marijuana in his system at the time of the crash. Just absolute tragedy. Absolute tragedy. He was arrested at his home without incident at a $50,000 bond, and he has already been released. I'm sure that was prearranged.
Yeah.
Bramblett has been calling baseball games since 93 and football and basketball since 2003. And he will Yikes. Be greatly missed. Questions I have, though, I mean, the major question I have, how did they get the drug test results back that fast? Does Lee County have their own stuff?
Yeah, I was just going to say, or can they, like...
They do?
Yeah.
Do they? Because DFS is, the Department of Forensic Sciences is about 2 years behind.
Right.
Hold on. Grab a mic. I can't hear you.
That's where toxicology reports come from.
Is Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
They take them over there?
I think, yeah.
Okay. How about that? All right. I didn't know that. I wondered how they got it back so quickly, because in Montgomery, we wait for years on a test result.
My guess is that, well, I don't know. I was going to say, my guess is that, like, as a part of the population, you got more people that are hitting the hippie lettuce in a college town.
Yeah. Well, he's 16 years old. He goes to a private school over there. He goes to Lee Scott Academy, I think. He's got a name that's fit for, like, Exeter up in New Hampshire. Johnston Edward Taylor. Sounds like a kind of an uppity name. So you would think just based on all this, goes to a private school, got kind of an uppity-sounding name.
Yeah.
Got some extra disposable money for some pot here and there.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see the test results, whether they can distinguish between active cannabinoids currently making you high, or he just failed a drug test because he smoked pot 2 weekends ago at a party or something.
Right.
You know, that
isn't that part of the problem with the weed legalization thing?
Yeah, it's a little difficult to tell.
Yeah.
It's expensive to tell. You can distinguish. It's just expensive to tell. I'd be curious what they did. But frankly, the going over 50, well over 55 miles an hour, that right there alone, if that can be proven as causation, obviously, could support a manslaughter conviction.
Yeah.
So they may not need the marijuana, though it just makes for good headlines and makes the kid look bad.
Correct.
I said the day after, the morning after, the first thing I said about it, first segment, 9 o'clock in the morning, I hope it was something beyond this kid's control, because he killed two people. He took two parents away from their kids, and the kids are relatively young.
Yeah.
It's 16 and 19 or something.
Right, and now he's 16, and he's got that on his conscience for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to spend the rest of his life in prison on a manslaughter conviction.
But he does. He's going to have to deal with it.
Oh, he'll never recover from that. Not only that, you got to assume he's got to move.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you live in Lee County knowing you killed the Bramblets? So, if you are keeping up with that story, that's the latest on that. Of course, it was everywhere, so if you're keeping up with it, you didn't miss it. This is a bizarre case I haven't commented on because I don't understand it, but I'm going to comment on it. There's a woman. Her name is Marsha Jones. She was 5 months pregnant when she was shot by 23-year-old Ebony Jemison. Ebony Jemison shot Marsha Jones in the stomach during an argument over the baby's father. That's all I know about it. Jemison, the shooter, was originally charged with manslaughter, but a Jefferson County grand jury declined to indict her. Even though she shot the woman in the stomach and killed the baby, they didn't indict her because the police said an investigation determined Marsha Jones started the fight, the one who got shot. And Jemison ultimately fired in self-defense. Jones was indicted by the same grand jury and arrested last week, which is weird to me.
Yeah.
The indictment said Jones did, quote, intentionally cause the death of unborn baby Jones by initiating a fight knowing she was 5 months pregnant. That's a tough case to make, I would think.
You should have known that there was a reasonable, you know, chance that this chick was going to shoot you.
Yeah. Like, you can fist fight somebody. You don't know that they're going to pull out a gun and shoot you. You fist fight me, I'm going to pull out a gun and shoot you. I mean, I'm almost 40.
I knew that was coming.
I'm almost 40. I don't fight anymore. Nope. I fought all the time in high school. I have been in dozens of fights. My mom used to get so mad at me getting another fight. I'd come home bloodied up, face all swollen. I'd come home with... some father had called my mom because your son beat the hell out of my kid. I mean, you know, I loved fighting back in the day. I was rowdy. I will not deny that. This mouth, are you kidding? It was not any better back then, I promise. If anything, I've calmed down.
I was just going to say, if you're like anyone else, it's probably got, you know.
Well, is this
tone it down a little bit?
Believe it or not, this mouth is toned down,
right,
from what it was when I was 16 years old.
Yeah, 100%.
I would fight anybody anytime, even when I knew I was going to lose. I'm like, I'm not going to, because you got the honor, you know. Somebody smarting off to you at a party, you got to swing on them.
Got to get that respect.
No, I mean,
put some respect on my name.
Let me tell you, after you do that for a year or two,
yeah, nobody tends to test you,
because even if they can beat you up, they don't want to go through the hassle, because they're going to get hit. And it's a hassle. So I don't fight anymore. You fight me now?
He doesn't fight any less, but he just doesn't fight any more, you know?
You're going to get Marche Jones'd. All right, you start a fight with me, I'm shooting you. I'm old. I'm sore. I got bad shoulders.
So sore.
Are those old football injuries? No, old fighting injuries from high school. Anyway, so I get it. I mean, I understand why this woman shot her. You go swinging at me, I'm going to shoot you too. But I don't understand the rationale of this. But there's a 2006 Alabama law that allows homicide charges to be brought when a fetus or embryo is killed. So we'll see. We'll see how this works out. I just, even though they got the indictment, I can see the DA backing off of this. But I will say this. May I speak to all the 5-month pregnant ladies in the audience, please, for just a moment? Y'all don't be fighting. That is ghetto. That is just trash. When you're 5 months pregnant, you're supposed to be like dressing up your baby bump.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're supposed to be going to showers. You're supposed to be like, look at my little baby bump. Aren't I cute? You're supposed to wear tight fitting stuff so people are like, are you expecting, ma'am? You're supposed to be picking out, are we going to get pink or blue? Or are we doing the green and yellow thing? You are not supposed to be swinging on broads. Calm the hell down. What has gotten into people? Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, by the way. 272-9228. I haven't heard this song in a long time. A long time. There's a reason for that.
You want a hot take? I could have gone a lot more time with not hearing it.
You want a hotter take? I don't particularly like Styx.
I was just going to say, Styx is trash? Oh, yeah.
They had that one cool song.
I mean, I know the dude's from
Sail Away or whatever.
You know, yeah.
It's a one cool song.
It's pretty good.
This song kind of builds a little bit,
though.
It's
about 3 minutes too long.
Yeah. But this song, you know, people have heard this song. And once it starts really getting funky, it's a better song. This opening is what kills the song. You know what song I'm talking about? It gets funky here in a second. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Get
it in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
We are headed for some dangerous heat levels over the next few days through the holiday weekend, I'm afraid. Today, a very hot day with a high around 96 and the heat index, let's say 102 to 105. Lots of sunshine, only isolated cooling storms for the very lucky. Low tonight, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, highs 95 to 97. Heat index near the 105 danger range. Spotty relief from some widely scattered storms. And then on Friday, mid-90s still, with a few hit or miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Striking urge to fire up a doob and drop some acid.
Let's freak out the squares, Baron.
Strawberry alarm clock.
There's somebody in our audience who's like, but I've not heard this song since the 60s.
Having a flashback?
Yeah.
Listen, man.
All right, new look decorating. No flashbacks over there, no strawberry alarm clocks, no incense, no peppermints, just fantastic paint. Just fantastic paint. So if you lean over the paint a little too long, maybe you'll see strawberry alarm clocks and incense and peppermints. But get by New Look Decorating when you get a chance. They're on Bell Road, where, well, actually, they're on Atlanta Highway, but right where Bell Road dead ends into it. You'll meet Brett Lanham. You'll meet Brian Carr. They got two designers on staff. They can assist you with absolutely anything interior-related, paint, wallpapers, just anything. And if you need your place to look better, get by there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating is absolutely incredible. Great people. Truly, truly good people. And you'll be happy. You'll be happy you got over there. You'll be happy you had an opportunity to talk to them. New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore Paints. Are you kidding me? The highest quality paints ever imagined. The highest quality paints ever produced. And they're produced, a lot of them, right here in the state of Alabama. So it's like keeping it all in the family. Go buy New Look Decorating when you get a chance. Tell Brett Lanham and Brian Carr we said hello. You know, I don't know the designers personally, but they would appreciate hearing about us as well. So go by there when you get a chance. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We were telling Carolyn during the break, we had 40 calls yesterday.
Quack, quack.
No calls today.
Well.
No calls today. Look, that's fine. That's fine.
Take it or leave it.
I'm only covering this story because I tend to cover these stories when it's not just actually I cover every one of them, Catholic Church or not.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama pastor jailed on sex abuse charges. Once again, it's been like 10 years that I've been going through these stories in Alabama, not one Catholic. But whenever we have a Catholic priest on the program, inevitably someone calls in and brings up sex abuse.
Ah, you pedophile priest.
John Martin is held in the Lauderdale County Jail on felony sex abuse charges, authorities said on July 1. He recently resigned as pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Florence, Alabama. Alabama pastor jailed on 4 felony charges of sexual abuse after his own church members reported him to authorities. 41-year-old from Florence allegedly diddled with 4 people under the age of 16. I'm guessing dudes.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, I saw his picture. It looked kind of, creepy. I'm guessing, yeah, I was younger than 16. So he looked, but you didn't have to read the story to know they were under 16. All you had to do is look at the picture. And if your pastor looks like this, change churches. He looks creepy, I'm telling you. Got that look to him. Court records not yet publicly available. So, and this is the type of situation where more people may come forward. Four counts of first-degree sexual abuse.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah. Leave people younger than 16 alone, people. Come on.
Just come on.
Leave them alone. Tom Baudet.
Hey, you sounded like you were looking for a phone call.
I'm not looking for a phone call. We produce great content here, but you're always welcome to call, my friend. You're a good caller.
No,
I just feel bad for Carolyn because she missed yesterday when we had a phone call explosion, and she's here today it's, crickets.
Well, everybody's got their opinions about things, and when it fires them up, they got a call.
Yeah, but like other things, everybody else's stink.
That's right. That's right. Learned that a long time ago.
Yep.
I wanted to say something because when you mentioned that you hadn't had any calls today, it sounds like you got a pretty good show going there.
Oh, we got a great show going. Award-winning, highly rated.
The women fighting thing.
Yeah.
You know, American women, generally, they don't fight with one another over a man that I know of.
Yeah.
Now, they may do it by catcalling one another or saying bad things. But when you go overseas, boy, they fight.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to England and a girl says, that's my bloke, you better leave that guy alone.
That's my bloke?
Bloke.
Oh, bloke. I thought someone was stealing their cocaine. I thought, well, that is worth fighting about.
No. They'll get down in the street, boy. I'm telling you. They'll get down in the street.
Is that what they call dudes over there, blokes? I thought that was Australian.
They're kind of similar, right?
Is that a Commonwealth term?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the Yank and Joe thing.
Yeah.
If you go to England or you go to Australia or even Canada, you're Yank. If you go to any place in Asia, you're Joe,
Well, which as we discovered, Yankee is a derivative of John.
Yeah.
Yankees. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
but
man.
If you go to Australia, it's completely different, though. The women in Australia like Yankees. I mean, they really do. They love us more than anything.
Because they're trapped on an island with a bunch of former penal colony descendants. Of course, they like
Americans.
And
the men over They don't. I don't know how it is. They don't ask a girl to dance. They don't go over and ask them if they could buy them a drink. They don't pull their chairs out for them or anything.
In Australia?
So if you go, that's right. If you go over there, just an average American guy showing a little bit of courtesy towards a female, you ain't got to worry about anything. I can tell you that. I don't think they'd fight over you, though. But they treat you pretty good. And I'm just grateful to, you know, be able to have experienced it all.
Well, sounds like you got sounds like you had a player weekend in Australia one time.
I had a wonderful time. Very nice time.
Short leave, eh?
Yeah. Hey, well, it's a good call, Tom.
If I could tell you the story, I would, but it would take too long.
Well, then don't do it.
All right. But anyway, maybe one day we will.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. Our number 272-9228. Yeah, see, Tom Beaudet, one of the reasons he's a good caller is he's aware of time.
Mm-hmm.
Aware of time.
Got to get in and get out.
I had two people complain yesterday that I hung up on him, that I didn't let him finish. So I went back and listened to the podcast to both of their calls. They had plenty of time to finish. They chose not to finish.
So I might have the clock next to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Baron, you might see me do this sometimes.
Yeah.
The waving my hands forward motion of, like, let's get this on with. There was one that was, there was a 6.5 minute call.
Yeah, that's
that kind of didn't have a point.
You bring, know where you're going when you call. Know where you're going. We'll be back. 272-9228.
When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with 7 flavors like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Your first cannonball.
Yahoo!
Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yahoo!
That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like. With exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Yahoo!
At participating locations.
Summer's here, so is grilling season. Start them both at the Home Depot, where the DynaGlow 5-burner gas grill with sear burner and smoker box is a special buy at just $229. It sports a fresh new look, a great matte black finish, which, for a grill, is pretty cool. And its big cooking area covers plenty of steaks, burgers, and weekends. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings now on the DynaGlow gas grill, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back in. It's 47 minutes after 9 o'clock. I just got word from the production booth downstairs that this will be the replay show for Sunday. So I hope you're having a good Sunday afternoon, gents.
Yeah.
And ladies, broads. Can I say that? I'm not allowed to say that. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing is a generous sponsor of this program, and Cole Plumbing is the home of, it's where you go, it's the home base in Montgomery, Alabama for those tankless water heaters. You've seen those. You've seen those. It's the alternative to having that gigantic 180-degree water bomb sitting above your head while you're watching TV just waiting to scald you and the children when it fails. Yeah, no, the tankless water heater doesn't have a giant tank of scalding hot water. No, instead it just sticks on a wall. And it heats the water up on demand as it pushes through there. And it's never-ending. You never run out of hot water. You can't overdo it. So if you're washing a load of clothes and you got the dishwasher running and you got two kids in the shower, well, hopefully just one kid in the shower upstairs, but another one right behind it, and then you want to come in and take a shower at the same time, everyone has hot water available. It's an amazing concept. Amazing concept. Cole Plumbing is the place to get it. 279-8919. Of course, they can handle all your plumbing needs. They got that proprietary pipelining technology, so they don't have to dig a hole while the other people do. They're number one in the number two business. And when you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole. 279-8919. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That person didn't want to talk to us. Wrong number.
Didn't say anything.
Didn't say anything. So you guys have to... You can't be Helen Keller when you call people.
You know, I didn't log... The collect call from jail yesterday.
Ah, so we had 51 or 40 yeah. 35 calls or whatever. We got a collect call from jail yesterday. Just so you know, in the future, we don't accept those.
I told Baron, like, why didn't you accept it?
Well, I have no idea what they charge.
Oh, it's...
You've gotten them here?
Yeah.
No kidding. Well, good for you.
It must... I bet you that, like, there's somewhere there's a bail bondsman that's, like, one number off.
No, they just want to talk on the radio.
No,
I guarantee it.
They really think we're going to accept.
Yes. Yes.
That's
hilarious. You know how many letters I've gotten from mail?
Well, I could see that. But I mean...
I had to turn one of them into the bar because it said attorney-client privilege, do not open. And so I had to take it to the bar and say, I'm not this guy's lawyer. What do I do with it? They said, throw it away.
Hmm.
I mean, I hate that. I can't open something that leads someone to think I'm their lawyer.
I don't know. I guess it's just funny to me thinking that somebody would... I mean, then again, never mind.
We have taken a call on air of someone from jail, from prison.
Right.
On their cell phone.
That's nuts.
Yeah, talking about they were getting out in a few weeks and they wanted to, you know, this, that, and the other. Because we had a caller, he used to call all the time, inmate Roy. I hadn't called in a while. I hope he's okay. And Roy was on the phone. The guy called in not long after that saying, I'm about to get out. What do I need to do? I was like, get off the cell phone for one. That's illegal.
Right. Maybe don't get caught on the cell phone 2 weeks before you're going to get out.
I'll let people in on a dirty little secret. I don't think they care about the cell phones. I think they keep the people docile. They probably prevent fights. They allow you to keep in touch with your family at a reasonable cost. A lot of these folks that are in prison don't have $25 or whatever it costs to take a collect call from prison.
Right. Exactly.
And not on a regular basis.
And there's a high minute-by-minute charge.
Yeah.
And like... I know.
I'm gonna go broke talking to my son in jail. You know.
I know in Georgia several years ago, it came out that maybe a state official had, you know, figured out how to partner with a phone company and get the contract to call from prisons.
Really?
Yeah.
Ay, mama, that's not good.
But I mean, Sprint or not? I don't want to say CVS. What's the other? Verizon?
Yeah.
Has a V in it.
It does.
They jacked their charges up so high for that.
For prison?
Yeah, I mean...
Well...
I mean, I get it. You don't want those... You don't want people, like, you know, just calling everyone willy-nilly.
Does the PSC still regulate that?
That's a good question. Probably.
I don't know if they do or not. I'm sure they... I mean, they have to regulate something. I know they regulate rails and trucking.
Power.
And power, obviously. Gas. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. I don't think they do water, do they?
Don't believe so.
We got good water in Montgomery. Man, the more I travel, the more I go around, the more I realize how blessed and thankful I am that we've got good water in Montgomery. That water in other places sucks. When I was in Indiana, I could not get the soap film off of me.
Ugh.
They had a water softener.
Gross.
Ugh.
Gross.
So nasty.
That's the weirdest feeling.
And then your hair's all frizzy all
yep.
day.
Yep.
Got salt in it. Stuff's gross. I like Montgomery water. Tastes delicious. You don't have to even use a filter. You know what I do, though? You know what I do, though, to get rid of the chlorine? I got a series of mason jars on my counter. Don't think I'm crazy if you ever see it. We'll invite you over one day.
That's not why we think you're crazy.
I've got two giant ones, two half-gallon mason jars, and then 9-quart mason jars. And I start on the right, and I fill up. So the ones on the far right are newly filled up water bottles that are sitting on the counter. By the time they make it all the way to the left and are ready to drink, they've been out there at least 24 hours. All the chlorine is evaporated out of them. And I'm not sterilizing my gut every time I take a sip of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? And it tastes better, too.
Definitely tastes
better. So when they get to the far end, I've got the two big ones that stay on the counter for people that want room temperature water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start chucking them in the fridge for people that want cold water. Huh?
Now, do you prefer cold water?
Ice cold water.
But do you prefer it with ice cubes in it? Okay.
I don't like ice cubes.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I like it cold, like out of the out of the thing downstairs.
Right. Like if I'm drinking a glass of milk, I'm going to put it in a thing, and I put it in the freezer till that ice rim folds around the top, and then I'll drink it.
Yeah.
I don't like ice cubes in my drinks, but I like cold water. I like cold drinks. I'm not British. I don't want to drink some room temperature swill.
That's weird.
That is nuts. Why do they do that?
Or they say, like, in Paris, like, you order a Coke, and they drink, like, a Coke with, like, two, like they serve it, you know, just barely, like if you order whiskey rocks.
Yeah.
But, like, one cube. Like, just.
Well, that's how I want my whiskey. I just want it chilled.
I know, but that's not how you want your Coca-Cola.
No. I want my Coca-Cola ice friggin' cold.
I want that ice cold Coca-Cola.
I mean, I want it cold. Now I want a cold beverage.
Yeah.
Do we have any cold beverage?
Nothing.
I have to go down and get a nice cold Coca-Cola after this. Actually, we have a Pepsi machine.
Gross.
I know.
I didn't. What communist did that?
I have no idea. I'm not worried about it.
Truly. Oh, I know.
Anyway.
I don't really drink either of them anyway.
You know what? I don't either.
So.
But I do like the Mellow Yellow or the Mountain Dew, whatever comes out of that machine every now and then. And Sunkist, I'll strangle a man for a Sunkist every now and then. I don't want them a lot. Once a month. But I'll walk in, I'll grab somebody by the neck, and I'll hold them down until they can't breathe and their face turns purple until they let go of that Sunkist.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that.
I'm a little bit like Robert Bentley in that capacity.
Likes the Sunkist.
He likes the Sunkist. And don't they have a... Does Pepsi have the Powerade? Doesn't Pepsi usually come with Powerade? And Mr. Pibb? And
Coke is Powerade.
Coke is Powerade? Anyway. Red Top, you're on the air.
Hey, here's a good suggestion for you, keeping your drinks cold.
Yeah.
Frozen grapes. Does not dilute your drink and tastes great whenever you get through it. This goes for water and everything. I keep a bag of grapes frozen, and every time I want to chill something out instead of ice cubes, I put grapes in it.
You just put like 4 or 5 grapes in there? Like a whole bunch in there? Like as much as you would ice? You pack it in?
Much as you want. It's free country sometimes.
So you then eat the grapes when you're done and they got like soda taste on them?
Do they lend
any grape flavor to the soda?
Well, I usually use it in my cocktail.
So you like grapes in your whiskey. Actually, frozen grapes in gin sounds fire.
Man, and you know what? It does not dilute your drink because at this time of year, an ice cube's going to melt right away.
Yeah, but those ice balls are pretty good at maintaining their integrity. And I drink pretty fast.
And the grapes are really good. They don't change the flavor until you bite into them. And they're good for you, too.
Makes sense.
I'm working with two lawyers that work for the state. And I asked them yesterday if I could get a copy of the Alabama State Constitution. They said there is no such thing as
That's
a copy.
True. You can go online and get it.
Oh, there's no printed versions available.
I mean, you're more than welcome to print it. It's got 916 amendments. I don't know why you'd want to print it, but it's there.
It's 380,000 plus words.
It's because it is so ridiculous. I think it would be a great gift for the state of Alabama's 200th birthday for these guys to rewrite that monstrosity and get a constitution that makes sense to anybody.
Yeah.
The chances of you doing that by rewriting it are probably less than keeping amending it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? It's amazing. The only people who says there's no way in hell of doing it, just like automatic expungement and all that, are lawyers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's become so impractical and useless and impossible to work with. Alabama, I do believe, has got the longest constitution in the world.
Yeah, we do.
It's pitiful. Anyway, you guys, I'm listening. Try grapes and eat frozen fruit this time of year. It makes you feel like a $1 million.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Or you can mix vodka and Sunkist.
Well.
In a tall styro.
Keith Richards style.
Is that what he drinks?
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. And I know you're a vodka man, and I know there are vodka people out there. You know, Benihana used to be a vodka man. Why, when gin is available, would you choose vodka? It's roughly the same cost. It tastes 1,000 times better. Why would you choose vodka over gin? I don't get it.
Now, see, if I was going to drink a martini, though, I would use gin.
Well, it's because that's a martini.
Yeah. But some people say, you know, I'll take a gin martini. Wrong.
It's a martini.
Right. A vodka martini is a vodka martini.
A vodka martini is an abomination. Yeah, it's a monstrosity.
It is.
Johnny Luster.
Yes.
What's going on?
Y'all talking about how good the water is?
Yes, sir.
In Montgomery?
Yes, the best.
Well, I'm out here at Cook Station, and you wouldn't want to drink the water out here.
Where is Cook Station?
That's out there on Where's Ferry Road at Dozier Farms out there.
Why don't I want to drink that?
Well, because you can turn the faucet on and it looks muddy. You can wash your car and it's more dirtier when you get through.
Why is that? Is that always the way out there?
That's always the way. It's always like that out there for some reason. Don't know.
I sound like I got a hole. Can't they get that fixed?
Well, they've been out there and they've looked at it. They said, you know, they don't know what's going on with it. But you can't drink it. You sure don't want to wash nothing with it.
Okay, well, I don't...
Well, that doesn't sound good.
I don't recommend it. Cook Station, that's over there by the grass farm, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that the kind of water they're using on that grass farm?
Undoubtedly so. At first, I thought they was just pumping it out of the pond, but it's not.
Oh, it's good-looking grass.
Oh, yeah, the grass does real good with it.
Mm. Well, hold on. There's a little bar right there. Are they using that, too?
I'm afraid so.
Ugh. I don't want people to know that.
I hope he has... I hope he has built